Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, N-God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts. It's your boy, Minister Stevie T. And hey, at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time, I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what?
The Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
What's wrong with
it?
What the got into it? What's wrong with Black? Lord, I got it in my feet.
Got it in my feet.
now a moment of silence.
Welcome, 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 saints of the Most High God. You are now tuning in to EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We're here once again, amen, making your acquaintance here on this Monday night. I trust that you had a blessed day in the Lord. Shout out to everybody who was on last night, amen, as we had the man of God, Mayberry. We had Mr. Mayberry here on last night. If you missed that episode, you can go back in the archive at blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the Spot. You go back in there, you'll find the episode. We blast off Going Lamb, a track that I produced today, amen. And I'll make a water. Shout out to Roddy's P. Shout out to Getting Auto Productions, amen. Shout out to everybody who joined in and called in, showed their love last night for the world premiere of that track. God bless you, amen. We're going to go into a word of prayer, then we're going to do our opening scripture, amen, and then we're going to introduce, amen, our empowerment for this evening, amen, as we put the apostolic mantle on full demonstration on tonight. But we're going to go into a word of prayer. So everybody here who's tuning in to this broadcast, just set your hearts in mind. If you have a desire on tonight, we just pray that God meet that need wherever you're at, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for God. You are God alone, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now, Lord God. Father God, forgive us for our sins, transgression, iniquities, God. And Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Lord God, allow your angels to take authority over everything that's not like you, God. And we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you bring everything that's crooked, out of whack, out of place, into perfect alignment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you direct your apostolic release on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you're glorified. We pray that you're magnified, Lord God, and be thou glorious in the earth realm, Lord God, through your representatives, Lord God, through your ambassadors, Lord God. Touch the smartphones, electronical devices all around the world, those who are tuning in on the World Wide Web, and all those who are gathered, Lord God, on the phone lines, Lord God, clogged up, Lord God. We just ask that you bless your people, anoint them, Lord God, anoint their ears, circumcise their ears in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we just take authority over everything, Lord God, that the enemy may try. We cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare, we decree, it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. And let all of God's people say amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, you are tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We're here every Monday night, and for those of you who are first-time callers, listeners on the World Wide Web, this is the program where we put the mantle, the anointing, according to Ephesians chapter 4, hallelujah, the fivefold mantle. If you claim to be apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, well, you say God sent you, amen, your mantle must be demonstrated, amen. If God sent you, amen, he sent you with a doctrine, he sent you with a mission, he sent you with a vision, he sent you an assignment, and he assigned you to a group of people, amen. God doesn't count slackness as men count slackness. He does things in decency and order, amen. So we thank God for true apostolic among us tonight as we go into a word of scripture, amen, before we introduce, amen, hallelujah, our empower for this evening. Hallelujah. We're going to be coming from Mark, amen. Mark, amen, the second chapter, amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, verse 19, he says, Jesus said to him, can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come where the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that is filled up take it away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine does burst the bottles, and the new wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred, and the new wine must be put into new bottles. And it came to pass that he went through the corns on the Sabbath day. His disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of the corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath, watch this, that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, have ye not read what David said when he had need and was in hunger, he they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the shewbread, which is not lawful for to eat, but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, my God, 2014, somebody better shout, he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Hallelujah. I just finished reading Mark chapter 2, amen. Verses 19, I believe, amen, through the 28th verse. Blessed not only the hearers, but the doers of God's holy word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The number for y'all who is clogged up online, amen, is 347-945-5416. Call a friend, tell them the Mantle of God Empowerment Program is on your dial, hallelujah. Get your notebooks and your pen, y'all know the routine, amen. Nothing but manna, nothing but meat, nothing but bread of heaven around here, these parts, amen. So I get a joy, amen, because I love being a student, just hosting this show every week, amen. But now, we're going to bring on a man I had the honor and privilege, hallelujah. Whew. I met this man by the anointing, there's no other way to say this, amen. Amen. He's the overseer of the Word Rule Ministries International. Amen. My God, being come through the fire, that's pure gold. Hallelujah. You want to know about an apostle? Amen. You got to look at an apostle's life. Amen. You got to look at his story. Amen. If you see a lot of things, amen, that you don't understand in the natural, amen, my God, you'll see the sign of apostles. Paul said we were made of spectacles unto the world, my God, on Zion. So I thank God for this anointed man of God. I thank God for this vessel and the person, amen, of Apostle Ezra Hardin. Come forth, man of God.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so honored, I'm so privileged to be with you on tonight, and I just want to, you know, give honor to God and to my pastor and my apostle, Dr. Pierre Bryant, and to the repairers of the Breach Global Assembly, our church organization, and to all the leaders thereof. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for him choosing me.
Mm.
If you would understand just a little bit of my story, I grew up in an awesome family. On my father's side, more than five generations in the Church of God in Christ, my father's eldest brother becoming a bishop in the Lord's Church in the Church of God in Christ, and on my mother's side, both from her mother and her father, generations of preachers of the gospel. And so with that came a lot of testing and came a lot of trials that I didn't know of, desires that I didn't understand where they came from or why I had them. And so I dealt with all kinds of strange things, from unnatural affections to compulsions to, you know, lie about the simplest things, or any of those just basic everyday things, having my own set of proclivities that were not what others chose, but what I chose. And so I had the iniquities in my life that were my tendencies to lean a certain way. Now, somebody's iniquity might have been drinking. Mine was sex. And so I had a tendency to lean to whatever would gratify my flesh sexually. But I thank God that in due season, he brought me out, because the foundation had been laid in me through my parents and through my grandparents to have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. And they imparted into me the word of God consistently so that I knew and I understood where I would eventually end up. And the word of God makes it clear that when you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. And so I've tried just about everything, from being a gangbanger to oversexing myself to just anything you could possibly think of. Tried selling drugs, tried it all. Even did a little time in prison. And so I thank God that by his grace and by his mercy, he was able to bring me out and bring me into this place. Amen?
Amen, amen. Such wisdom, amen, and such transparency, amen. We're going to dive right into it, Apostle, amen, since you gave that overview of just your humble beginnings, amen. So why does it seem like the apostles in this day and this hour, these modern apostles, why does it seem like we kind of shun away from suffering, going through, deviating from valleys. What is going on? Why does many people does not like to suffer for this thing that we call the apostolic mantle?
Well, this is the first thing, and this is what people don't understand. It's that, first of all, most people don't understand what apostleship is. They think apostleship is just about church planting.
Come on now.
And it's clearly not. They think about apostleship as just being somebody's spiritual father and covering. And it's not limited to that. Those things are just the beginning. And so apostleship is much deeper and it's much wider. Think about the entire fivefold ministry in their individual places rolled up in one. Think about the person that God sent into the earth to be laid in the foundation of the body right next to Christ. And that's where apostleship is. Christ is the chief cornerstone, and then the church of God is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So what you have is people not understanding that apostleship is not a cute thing, right? Many times you find that people's understanding of apostleship, some will get deep enough to say, okay, apostles lay a foundation. And then, okay, well, if apostles lay a foundation, but we enter into a realm where a foundation has already been laid, but the foundation is improperly laid, then you have to understand that the mantle of an apostle will then step in and begin to break up and tear down false foundations. If the chief cornerstone of Christ has been left out, then true apostles will return the cornerstone to its proper place. Most people aren't willing to go through what it takes to do that. Oftentimes what you find is people claiming apostleship when they are merely in the place or in the role of overseers, some merely in the place or in the role of missionaries.
My Lord.
And what's dangerous about that is that you take on a weight and a burden that's not for you. I did not call myself into apostleship. I was born with it.
I'm not here to interrupt you now because we got many questions that people have, amen. And many of them, the questions that I get, Apostle, amen, is that about apostleship. Many people say they're called to be an apostle. Can you explain to those who are listening the difference between what you hear in the spirit realm? You say, well, God called me to be an apostle, but God may call you to be to the apostolic. Can you begin to differentiate between the difference, amen, what people are saying they're hearing God? God said, I am an apostle. Amen, but God may be just calling you to the apostolic. Can you just bring some clarity to that?
Well, first of all, most of the time when people hear the word apostolic or hear that God is calling them to apostolic ministry, they think God is saying, I've called you to be an apostle. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference. The apostolic ministry is the complete fivefold ministry. Some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, okay? With understanding that there are also other giftings that are there, gifts of administration, gifts of healing, help ministries. Those are gifts that God has placed in the body. And so not all the time will you be in apostolic ministry and simply be limited to being an apostle or being one of the fivefold. Maybe your gift is administration. Maybe your gift in apostolic ministry is that of miracles, Maybe your gift is that of health. But whatever your gift is, you have to find your lane and get in it.
Amen, amen.
There's a danger in getting in somebody else's lane.
Mm-hmm.
Because the weight of that will then be pressed on you. And not only the weight of that, but the judgment of that office will be placed on you as well. So if you fail to uphold it in the manner in which it should be upheld, you will be judged with the harshness or the strictness of the office in which you claimed that God mm-hmm. called you to.
My God, that's good, Doc. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We have the apostolic mantle on demonstration tonight in the person of Apostle Ezra Hardin, amen, of Word Rule Ministries International, amen. So definitely call and show your love. If you have any questions pertaining to the apostolic mantle or this man of God, you can definitely call in. Amen. The line's on fire on the web line. I can't even count. Amen. But praise God. We thank you for joining tonight. Hope you got your notebooks and everything ready. Now, Apostle, why does it seem so many bishops are automatically apostles in this hour? And can you be a bishop and you ain't got no churches? What's going on with that?
Well, let's be clear. A bishop should always have a root in pastoral ministry. Why should a bishop have a root in pastoral ministry? Because though the office of the bishop is an administrative office, come on, most people won't like to agree with that, but the fact of the matter is that when you define the word bishop, or you take it into the Greek and you bring out the word episcopus, you will find that that word means overseer, overseer or oversight. When you dig into the fact that it is an office of oversight, what is it in the office of what is the office of oversight in the church? Well, there are divisions that God set or allowed the apostles to set in the church, that of the elder and that of the deacon. Now, the deacons and the elders, more often than not, were delegated the authority of the serving of tables. This meant that they handled the distribution of funds and or resources for persons in need within the local assembly. They, more often than not, did not preach the gospel, but should have had knowledge of the gospel that was to be preached.
Amen. Not to interrupt you, we got a caller here on a Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I know you was flowing, amen. I didn't want to interrupt you, amen, but people trying to get at you, amen.
Come on,
Apostle.
come on.
He said, come on. You're going to work the paths on the board tonight. Listen, amen, 862, amen, you're here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Have your name, caller.
Hey, how you doing, man? My name is Nick.
Nick, what's going on? Glad you could make it here.
Yeah, I just saw the post on Facebook, and, you know, I was just like, let me just check it out. Well, I just want to ask a question. I don't want it to be taken personal. It's always something that's been on my mind. The question is, I've read the New Testament, and I'm not against apostles. I'm not against it or anything like that. But I just want to ask a question. If I'm, you know, let's say if somebody comes up to me and asks me the same question, I want to be able to answer it properly and right. So why not ask an apostle, you know, since the apostle was called? So in the Bible, I looked all around, and I see, like, bishop, like the qualifications of a bishop, a pastor, a deacon. I just want to ask the question, where in the Bible does it have qualifications for apostles? Like, what's the qualifications?
First, there's a reason, and what I want to do is I want to take the reason why there are qualifications listed for the bishop, the elder, the deacon, is because the apostles, through the authority God gave, gave instructions that these should meet those qualifications. I believe that they gave those instructions for these offices because they wanted people who had integrity to be in charge of these administrative duties within the local church. That being said, the qualifications for apostles are not as clearly defined in Scripture. What we do find as a qualification is that they first must be made disciples. Why do we find that to be the qualification? It's because before they were apostles, they were disciples. They had to be discipled. They had disciplined learners, obedient unto Christ, and filled with the Holy Spirit and power in order to transition from the place of discipleship into apostleship in which they were called. The rule.
Listen, go ahead, sir. You got one more question because we got a lot of people trying to get at the apostle right now.
I just have one more question after that. What's the name in the Revelation? I believe John. Yeah, the Revelation was revealed by John, the apostle. Well, I just want to ask a question. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the 12 thrones with the 12 apostles next to it. So I wanted to know, everybody else that calls themselves an apostle, are they going to have a throne next to Jesus, or is there a special place for them too?
No. Everybody that's called to apostleship are not, okay, they're not of the 12 that Christ sent out as apostles to the 12 tribes of Israel. They were sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Paul, in addition to apostleship, was sent to the Gentiles. So you have to understand. So these 12 represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Those are the 12 thrones. Also, you will see the 12 large stones that are in the walls or the gates around the holy city of Jerusalem in the coming glory. So these are all representative of the 12 tribes of Israel. It's not indicative of anything else other than that.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, we welcome you for tuning in. Amen. We're here every Monday. Definitely don't let this be the last time tuning in.
All right.
Bless you. Okay, caller 909, you're here on the Mantle of God Empowerment program. You got Apostle Ezra demonstrating the apostolic mantle. You have a question?
Yes, I do. God bless you both, gentlemen.
God bless you.
The question I have for you, Apostle Israel, is what is the difference? It's a two-part question. What is the difference between the apostolic apostle? When people say apostolic, are they actually saying the apostle, or are they saying the apostolic anointing of an apostle? And then the second question is, how many churches should an apostle have before he's actually considered an apostle, if that's the case?
Well, let me start here. The apostles in the Bible were apostles before they ever founded a church.
Okay.
That's who they were called. They were foreordained to be that. God never gave a requirement of a number of churches. We know by history and by the word that churches were planted. That was something that they did, but it wasn't a requirement of their apostleship.
Okay.
It's still not today.
Okay.
These are protocols that the modern church have developed, but they really have no scriptural foundation. That's just the truth.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So So what is with this new apostolic / apostle? Are they referring to the apostolic anointing, or is that just another way of saying apostle?
When they say the apostolic anointing, as I was saying earlier, an apostolic anointing can be the anointing of any of the gifts that are in the body. That's healing, that's help, that's administration. All of those are apostolic giftings, as well as apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. Though those are both gift and office, the fivefold are both gift and office. They are domas. That means they are of a person or belonging to a person or the person actually being the gift. So they are office. They are the office. And so they're the office and they possess the gift.
The others are
just purely gifts that we operate.
So the gifts are the fivefold, the ascension gifts, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Those are the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But the
they are the gift and the office. Understand?
Okay.
The gift and the office. The person themselves are the embodiment of an apostle, of a prophet, of a pastor, of a teacher, and of an evangelist. They are what their gift is. And you can't separate the two.
Really? Okay.
See, an apostle will never cease to be an apostle. He is.
Okay.
So let me ask you something, Apostle, while we're on here. What about prophetic evangelist or evangelistical prophet? I mean, what's going on with all this? Like, you know, and I know prophet is, amen, the woman of God. I mean, I know, like, I'm an apostolic prophet, and I say that in regards to by apostolic release of God,
mm-hmm.
as in John the Baptist, who was sent out by apostolic. But you,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you're an apostle.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you're an apostle. So
correct.
I think that's – go ahead, woman of God.
Well, that's what I was trying to clear up, too, because I consider myself an apostolic prophetess. And when I say that, I'm thinking of more in an order of doing things in a prophetic
mm-hmm.
realm.
And clearly, that's an accurate way to describe the movement or the way in which you flow, the anointing and the mantle in which you flow in.
Yeah.
It's an accurate way to describe it. But understand that apostolic or apostolos or apostle means those that were sent. And so those that are sent are the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the
right.
teacher, and the evangelist. They are sent, and I love how the scripture says he sent them. Meaning he established them, okay, in the church. That's how you get the understanding that they are both gift and office, because they were. He gave, and then he set.
Amen. Mm. Awesome.
That's good, Doc. That's
good.
You know, saying to set it means to establish its authority, to give it office. You can't have office and not have authority. You can't have authority and not have right of office.
Right.
People are trying to split hairs, and that's not what God ordained.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Prophetess, you're more than welcome to camp out. I know you're busy in ministry, amen. You got any more questions, woman of God?
No, I just a small one, man of God. I, for whatever reason, it's a little hazy with me between the office and the gift. You say you can't have the gift unless you have the office.
Well, no. Some people operate in the prophetic that aren't prophets.
Right.
But more often than not, it's because they have entered, they are connected to the Spirit, they have entered into a place of prophetic atmosphere.
Yes.
If you read in the Bible, you will find Saul coming in amongst the sons of the prophets, and he began to prophesy.
Yes.
But Saul was not a prophet.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But he was in the atmosphere of the prophetic, and so because he was open to be used, the Spirit permitted him to prophesy.
Mm. Okay.
That's the working of the gift of prophecy under the unction of the Spirit of prophecy without being of the office of prophet.
So to be in the office of a prophet means what?
It means that that's how you were created. You were created as a conduit to the heart and the mind of God being revealed in the earth. You've been hearing, seeing, feeling, tasting from birth. There wasn't a time, you can't remember a time when the prophetic wasn't of you.
Yes.
Even when you didn't know what it was, it was just there. Misunderstood, abused, because they didn't understand you, yet you were who you were. And that's the power of God. When he calls you into something and he settles you into it, what happens is the reason why you suffer all of these abuses, all of these emotional traumas, is because the enemy tries to offset your mind and get you off track so God can't use you, because it's with the mind that you serve the Lord. So if you're overcome by your emotions because of the traumas that you suffered, God can't use you because you're too spaced out.
Yes.
You're driven by your emotions, and you can't be susceptible to what the Spirit is guiding you into. So though you still have the manifestations of the hearing, the seeing, the sensing, the touching, the tasting, all the things that are taking place in the Spirit, you can't bring it all in clear enough to give what God is saying.
Yes.
Because the enemy has caused things to manifest in your life to take your mind away so that you can't be used of the Lord, because, again, it's with the mind that we serve him.
Amen. You know, it's interesting to say that, because I was just speaking to two ladies about all the, as I said, I went through the abuse, the rejection, the misunderstanding, the exact same words. It's like you were on the phone with me just now. But God got a hold of me, and I made a decision, and I'm running with him.
My God.
My God.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for confirming God's answer to our conversation that we were having earlier. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for asking.
God bless. Listen, Apostle, I got a question for you. I gave this a lot of thought before you came on. Amen. And I had to make sure I keep it. Why do the church mostly rather go forth in the pastoral anointing and tend to shy away from the authority of the apostolic?
Jesus, all right.
Oh, my God. Well, understand, the pastoral office is an apostolic office by nature. Though it is not that of the apostle, the pastor is a very important part. He is the guarder and the defender of the flock.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's important. He's integral. But pastors are more tender-hearted than they are stern.
Yes.
If we were to give the breakdown out of the group, the teacher is the most stern, because they are the Greek word pedatuit, which means a trainer. So they discipline and instruct. While the pastor may guard and defend, the teacher gives the instruction and gives the discipline when the instruction isn't followed. Okay. So those are important things to remember. The office of the pastor is easier on the heart. but it's also hard on the heart because you get hurt a lot. The truth is, sheep bite. And if you are a shepherd, if you are a pastor, and you're not close enough to the sheep to smell like them or to get bitten, I would say that you're in the wrong office.
Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, we're going to keep it moving. Amen. Like I said, you're welcome to camp out here with us. Amen. I know you're a busy woman of God. Amen. I know you're doing a lot of things. Amen. I don't mind you shouting out at your broadcast. Amen. Because we all one in the body of Christ. Amen. I'm not one of these funny hosts. Hey, Blake, hey, don't shout out your show. You know, it's all about go ahead and let people know where you're at.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have a radio broadcast on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We are just now implementing a company of the prophets and the apostles that's going to be airing on Thursdays, where we're going to be teaching exactly what the man of God is teaching. And man of God, please you're welcome to come in and just give us what thus saith God, the both of you, actually. We have a man cave, which is aired on broadcast as well, once a month. And we also have Daughters of Eve, the woman cave, also once a month on the broadcast. And then we have morning prayer every morning from Monday through Friday in the mornings, 8 o'clock California time, Pacific time. So that's what we're doing, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. God is moving, confirming his word with signs following.
There's
a lot of stuff going on. The devil is mad, but that's okay. The madder he is, the gladder I am. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, and that's
listen,
what
listen, Apostolic Prophet Deborah Felder, amen, a powerful woman of God, amen. Definitely check her out on the broadcast. I've listened to it, amen. I've been on there a couple of times. I love that woman of God, amen. God bless you, woman of God. And thank you for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
And thank you, man of God. Feel free to inbox me and let me know. I would love to have you on, you and Apostle Ezra. Please.
Amen.
Oh, bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you, bless you. Amen. That is, amen, Prophet is Deborah Felder, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. All right, Apostle. I guess we're going to continue riding that wave. Amen.
Amen.
So how do we who are apostolic advance the kingdom of God?
I'm telling you, this may seem almost too easy to say. But the first thing that we do is deal with ourselves.
Hmm.
Because what we have a problem is with ego. Okay?
Yes.
Whose gift is the greater?
Yes.
Well, nobody's gift is greater. You're all the gift, and you're all needed because God sent and set all of you. So that knocks everything out the box. What we do first is we deal with us. Then we follow the pattern that is set in the Word. Those of us that are called in the fivefold ministry must center ourselves in the place of the Word and prayer. Okay? If we take the time to focus on the Word and prayer and settle ourselves, we can hear from the mouth of God what he wants us to do and how we can bring his body and together, how we can do what he's called us to do, which is to edify. He says we must edify, we must go to Ephesians. That's the best way to do that and make it clear. Ephesians 4. So we see this.
Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program here on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. Love putting folks on the spot. This is the mantle of God. We put people on the spot who demonstrate their mantle apostolically, prophetically, evangelistically, pastoral, and teacher anointing. Amen. Definitely, you have any questions, amen, you can definitely get in contact with us, amen. Right there, you drop your mail at blogtalkradio.com, amen, or any of our representatives on social media. We'll definitely take your acquaintance, amen. If you're an apostle, if you're a prophet, you say, I can handle the questions, I can handle the people of God calling in, be our guest, amen. Apostle Ezra ain't scared, amen. You believe it or not, we had some people who were scared to come on here, amen. So, but when God sent you, amen, he'll send you with the boldness of Elijah. He'll send you with the boldness and the fire of a John the Baptist for such a time as this. So we bless you, man of God, for coming here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Now, concerning going forth, advancing the kingdom of God, you were just talking about that and just hearing from God, spending time in prayer, spending time, amen, in the word, amen. How do those who are seeking a closer walk with God, how do they elevate in their revelatory knowledge of God?
Well, it's basic. It's always Bible basic. Start at the beginning. God reveals himself to us through his word. You have to know, this is his mind, believe it or not. This is the mind of God revealed to his people. When you dig into the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, from Genesis unto Revelation, you understand or you begin to know the mind of God. It's not going to totally make sense to you at first, but as you dig into it, as you get into it deeper, he begins to reveal himself to you and show you how this word, these scriptures, reveal to you his nature. Several things are going to happen. The first thing is, when you know who God is, you'll discover who you are. You don't know who you are because you don't know who God is, because you were made in his image and in his likeness. And so the only way to understand his image and in his likeness is to know what his image is and his likeness is, and that's through his word, along with asking and requesting of him his Holy Spirit, so that the secret things of the word, the Holy Spirit will unlock and reveal to you.
Apostle Ezra, let me ask you something. If you have, if you're raising up an apostle and that person hear from God and they say God has sent them to a particular place, and you, as an apostle, say, I want you to come to church. I'm trying to help somebody out there. And now you saying, I want you to come to church and handle this business here. But they're feeling God saying them to go because there's an assignment specifically for them. How would you handle that situation if you really wanted them to be there?
Okay. Well, this is the first thing, is I believe this. When God sends you on an assignment, and there is already in place in your life a delegated authority, God is going to reveal it to that delegated authority that he's given you that assignment. And the delegated authority who hears God will be at peace with you going on that assignment.
Okay.
If it is a situation where the delegated authority is not hearing God, and that can happen, they're not hearing God, and you have an assignment to fulfill, obey God. Obey God. Because if you don't obey God, you are going to hurt worse than anybody else will. And that's the truth. I remember a time when God gave me a word to speak in my home church. And I did not obey because, you know, I said, man, even as an elder, they barely listen to pastor. They ain't trying to hear me.
My goodness.
And so I refused to say it. So I went to work, you know, I was going at work, and I was, you know, there in Macy's, and when I woke up, I was in an ambulance. And I wasn't sick or anything, and I didn't know what was going on, and my heart was just beating crazy in my chest, and they ran every test under the sun, and they couldn't understand why I was feeling what I was feeling. I mean, they put me on the tilt table, treadmill, all kind of stress tests, kept me on a heart monitor, weren't reading anything unusual, yet my complaint was the same. My pastor called me one day, and he called me in the hospital, and I said, Dad, my heart, it won't stop. And he said, son, just say what God told you to say.
Mm-mm-mm.
I dropped the phone. When I got off the phone and I laid there in the hospital bed with the heart monitor on me, and I started worshiping. I just started singing songs to the Lord. And my neighbor, who was in the bed next to me, pulled back the curtain and said, whatever God told you to do, you need to go ahead and do it. I snatched the curtain back around, got on my knees, and God, forgive me. And so it was a Wednesday night. I called. I begged them to get the doctor up there. I was ready to go. My heart, there was no more pain in my chest. I was ready to go. And I ended up signing out against medical advice. And I went straight from the hospital to the church. And I spoke the word of the Lord according to as he had given it to me, which was my assignment. And though it was a word of rebuke, the people prayed. And they worshiped God, and they received it because he had prepared their hearts for what he had to say. And my only duty, my only responsibility was not to worry about the condition of the people, but to speak what God said. Jonah had the same problem. He was worrying about the condition of the people instead of sticking to the assignment of God. Obey God.
My God.
You'll save your life and the lives of others when you obey God.
That's it. That's it there. 347-945-5416. I'm having a ball. And the words of Pastor Geno Jennings, amen. Shout out to Apostle Geno Jennings, amen. He will say, I'm feeling good down to my sanctified bones. So I'm having a ball here. With Apostle Ezra of Word Rule Ministries International. Amen. Shout out to Ladybug. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Amen. Yeah, we're going to get to that a little bit later. Amen. You're going to rock out with us, Apostle. We got another caller here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. 713, you in the building. What's going on?
Blessings on y'all. This is Apostle Winston Cooper from Houston, Texas.
Oh my God.
Bless you.
Listen, I love you.
Man, God, we love you too, man, God.
You blessed my life.
My God.
Okay, this is my first. Who's Apostle Ezra? This is Apostle Ezra speaking?
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless you, man of God. Bless you, sir. Okay. Yes. I have just a quick question. And so what do you think about women being apostles?
Oh, my God.
What I think about women being apostles, come out and do the work of God. That's what I think.
Okay.
God called you. What does your gender have to do with what God called you to do?
Yeah. That's why, because I heard the host, I think it's Brother Nathan, was saying that a lot of people do not want to challenge questions. And as an apostle, can you show me somewhere in the biblical text of the New Testament, according to the New Testament paradigm, where a woman was an apostle?
Woo, he got
because as an apostle,
there.
As an apostle, as an apostle, we have to depart exegete the apostles of the Lamb, which are the chief apostles and the 12 apostles.
Yeah.
So we have to depart exegete. So can you show me anywhere the apostles allowed and permitted women to be apostles?
I don't have anywhere where they forbid a woman to be an apostle. That's for sure. If I can remember.
Well, I'm gonna say this, amen. I'm gonna say this, amen. It's Minister Faith Walk, amen, also known as Prophet Joshua, a.k.a. Lazarus, amen. I'll make my stance clearly known, amen. I believe since God have order in the marriage, according to the book of Timothy, he said that the man is the head of woman, amen. So why would God have order in marriage and not have it in church, amen, when God likened himself to a man, according to Ephesians chapter 5, amen. Marriage, you know what I'm saying, he said the wife submitted to the husband as unto the Lord. So why would God have order, amen, in the marriage, amen, and not have it in the ministry of God, amen. So that's just how I feel about that. And anything they said, do us through patience of the scripture may have hope, or every scripture is God breathed, amen. So I know a lot of my sisters, amen, they like to say Romans chapter 16, and God bless you. If you say God sent you, go ahead, like the apostle said, do the work, amen. And, you know, when God sit down and talk to you, amen, you know, that'll be that, amen. And let God be your judge, amen. You say God sent you, amen. Let God be true and every man a liar.
And I was just looking at this earlier, and I should have been prepared for somebody like you, Apostle.
I do believe in apostolic puzzling. I do believe in that, but I know that this is a situation that's been rising and emerging in the postmodern day church.
Yes, sir.
We must begin to get clarity. A lot of people are afraid to speak on that. You see, we're bold on answering other questions. But now we become the exegesis of the text when it comes to positions. We know, according to ecclesiology speaking, the woman has a different position and a ranking than the soteriological position. So we know, according to sociology, there's not a male or female in a sociological position, which is not a biblical position. But when it comes to ecclesiology, then we must begin to come forth like the distinction. I like what Prophet Joshua said. There's just like the order of the family. There's a family of God as well. And so we must begin to set that order in place.
Yes.
Because if we don't set the order in place, then what's going to happen is we're going to begin to move in a revelation that's based upon misinterpretation. Upon a revelation that's based upon misinterpretation, then we're making a doctrine of our own self. Even if they come from Romans 16 about Junia, she was considered to be a type of apostle, which doesn't say that, but she was noticed, she was significant among the apostles. We still can't make a doctrine off one verse. So just because you get one verse out of scripture, you cannot make a doctrine off that one verse.
Right. In just considering that, I would never once do I read in a scripture where it represents a woman as an apostle, but always tends to refer to them as being among the apostles. So I would I wouldn't even endeavor to say that I've read any particular text that points to that being accurate as it pertains to women actually being stated in the scripture as apostles.
Well, I know the word of God says that God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, not his only begotten daughter. I know the book of Revelation declares that he said that he's the King of kings, Lord of lords, not the King of queens. I know in the word of God it tells us, amen, that man was created in the image of God. You know, man came from God. Woman came from man.
He came from man.
We also know that the word of God declares in Numbers that God is not a man that shall not lie, but the son of a man shall not repent. So we know that God likens himself to a man because man is the head, and Christ is likened unto a man.
He's the head of the church.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I do want to get clarity. They are allowed and permitted according to New Testament structure to prophesy. The highest ranking according to biblical literacy is that the woman is called to be a prophetess. And if they're a prophetess, they're right next to an apostle. They're a governing foundation. They're right next to apostles. Apostles and prophets built the church. Okay, so now you have women who want to school themselves and skip from being a prophet to an apostle when they're already in the government already as a prophet. So we just want to declare that. Let me ask you one question, Pastor Ezra. I'm out, man. Okay, so what you think about apostles who are calling themselves apostles, but they are issued in their theology?
With people who are confused in their theology, I think if you have a belief, if you developed your own a theology of your own based on the word, you ought to have enough. No, I can't say those words. You ought to be man enough to stand up for what you believe. And that's the truth. If you have that theology, you ought to be able to give a defense of it and stick with it if that's what you believe. If you don't, as I always say, I would question your apostleship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. Apostle Winston, amen. Go ahead and give him out your information, amen. For your ministry, amen, before we let you go, man of God. I know you're a busy man of God in ministry, amen, making moves and setting order in the body of Christ.
We're the Mouth of God Ministries, and we're located in Houston, Texas. If you want any additional information, just go to themouthofgodministries.org, themouthofgodministries.org, and then you'll see us on that, or you can catch us on Facebook as well. And so we love to meet with you, talk with you, fellowship with you, and it's good that y'all doing this. It's very powerful, and I feel a kindred in the spirit because I'm moving according to the purity of the apostolic teaching. Bless y'all and thank y'all. Shalom via Gabi.
Love you.
Shalom. Love grace you, and peace be multiplied to you. Amen. 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 That's Apostle Winston. Amen. Amen. Apostle Winston Churchill. Amen. Here on the mantle of God. All right, Apostle Ezra, amen. We're going to continue to ride that wave, amen. Are you still rocking out with us, amen, on the mantle of God?
Well, we here. We here.
We, here.
We are here, huh?
Amen. Now, let me tell you something, Apostle. Everybody's out here tonight. Let me just inform you, if you can catch this prophetically into the apostolic gate, man, let me tell you something. Everybody is on here tonight. Let's be clear. You got gigantic preachers calling in, amen. You got a lot of preachers calling in here tonight. I'm talking about people who are establishing ministry, amen. So, amen, we're doing this special edition. We're celebrating the apostolic mantle of this man of God, Apostle Ezra Word Rule Ministries International, amen. So definitely call a friend, tell them that, amen, the apostle's on, amen. That apostle, yes, that apostle, amen. Once you get on here, ask your questions to the man of God, amen. You too, grandmama too, amen. Hallelujah. So man of God, we was talking about the bishops earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think my son could be a bishop, amen. Why is the bishop so young nowadays, amen? Bishop's like 21 now. I'm talking about bishops is 21, amen, and, you know, the chain on and everything like that. And the Bible says not a novice. We see some of these bishops having suffered, amen.
Yeah.
And then the first time they suffer, they dropping out of ministries and you know, and scandals and stuff like that. So what's going on?
So this is the deal, and I'm not so much caught up on the age thing. I was 30 when I was consecrated, so I'm not caught up on the age thing. Of course, I wasn't in my 20s, nowhere near them, but I certainly wasn't 19 as one I met the other day.
Wow, 19?
Yeah, 19.
Okay,
yeah, 19. So that's okay. I had a 17-year-old tell me he was an apostle on Facebook the other day. So he was, got seals and everything. So, you know, with that being said, listen, go sit down somewhere and let yourself be proven faithful. I'm tired. My first church, I laid the tile. I put up the sheetrock. I slept in it. It was my home and my church. So don't. And then with my other fellow bishops and stuff in the church, I helped them in their churches put up paneling on their walls, build their pulpits, lay tiles in their office, help them beautify their sanctuary. Go labor for somebody else instead of trying to take the wool off the sheep forcefully. This is not about the fishes and the loaves. You got to have a heart for this.
Yes.
And if you're not willing to suffer, you cannot reign with him. So don't be trying to take on positions of authority. You can't mitre, which is a crown, upon your head, and you're not willing to suffer for the crown.
Pastor, you said something just there. Oh, my goodness.
You can't drape that cope around your shoulders if you're not willing to spread it when the sheep need to come in for some shelter.
Come on.
While the rain beats on your head.
That's right.
Stop the nonsense. Go labor for something. Just a little while. And God will establish, fix, and settle you according to his word.
My God.
It won't take long.
Well, Apostle, let me ask you something, man of God. Why does it seem on Sunday when a lot of pastors preaching, you know, they say, it sure tore the church today, and then Monday come, these boogers ain't nowhere around, they phone off the hook, you can't get in contact with them, they AWOL, missing in action, don't call me on Monday, I'm going golf. Don't call me on Monday, but I thought ministry, you see, if you ain't going to be in full-time ministry, you shouldn't sign up for the army of God in the first place. What's going on with this lazy, complacent spirit with leaders in this hour, man?
Is that a leader? as I said earlier, if you're a pastor or you're a pastoral leader, a senior pastor and an auxiliary pastor, whatever your pastoral office is, you have to be present with the sheep. You can't disappear on them and not have anybody to look after them.
My God.
See, when Jesse sent for David out in the pasture with the sheep, somebody took David's place so that David could come and have the oil poured on him. The sheep were not left alone.
We got another caller here on Mantle of God Empowerment Program 405. What's going on?
Praise God. How are you doing? Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is Minister Vanetta. I'm part of the panelists with Prophetess Deborah. And I was calling because I was listening to the broadcast, and I'm like, wow, you know, there's some interesting information that's going out, and I really enjoy everything that's being brought forth. But the question is, the man of God that was on before, the apostle, when he said that, should women be apostles? Even though it may not state that in the Bible, however, again, when you go to Genesis chapter 3, it talks about how God had made Eve comparable to Adam. So that meant she was like him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It wasn't to say that she was beneath him, but she was like him. So when you look up comparable, that's what it says as well. And also, again, it talks about in Galatians 3 that there is no male nor female nor slave nor Gentile, but it means that, you know, all of us are one in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
So, and we're talking about the you know, when it comes down to gender, there is a order that it should be. Again, we do know that the man, he is the priest, he is the head of the household. He definitely he's supposed to be over, you know, those who are in his family. But at the same time, you're looking at, again, you know, when you hear some leaders, when it comes down to women being in leadership positions, there's a little disagreement in those areas. So my question is this. When you're as an apostle, and I see a lot of people that they call themselves apostle, even there are some that are young, and they look, you know, I'm like, okay, you're an apostle. How is it that you can call yourself an apostle and you don't know the qualification of an apostle? Now, when you look it up in the Greek, it means stragioma, okay? And stragioma means to actually be in a position of hardship in warfare, military. And, and many don't know this. When you sign up to be an apostle, or when God calls you to be an apostle, you're on the front line, the one who is leading the war itself.
Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
It's amazing. When you deal so much with persons who take on titles, take on roles, take on positions within the church, who don't take the time to study what they have to suffer for. I think there is nothing worse than a person occupying a space in which they don't know how to operate. You cannot govern a place if you don't understand the place. You can't, because you don't know its flow. You don't know the way it's supposed to go, its stream, its movement. You have no sense direction for that place. And so that place will become dry, it will become desolate, and it will fade away. And that's what you see a lot in the church, people taking on positions, titles, getting into areas, places of rule, dominion, domain, that they have no authority to operate in, no understanding of that, and so therefore their function becomes null and void, and they die, and the people of that place die with them.
You know something, man of God, that is just so on it. Again, it's called A-O, learn how to stay in your area of operation, okay? So you have a lot of renegade prophets, apostles, I mean, down to the fivefold. They're out there. However, they were not sent. They went, okay? And that's why we're dealing with a lot of people who are hurt right now, because we're dealing with a lot of people that have been abused, or been used, okay, as far as ministers are concerned. And we're having a hard time with the people of actually compelling them to come back to Christ due to the fact that we have these renegade apostles and prophets and evangelists out there that is running amok out there. And now the question is this. Now you have a lot of people whose heart have become hardened, okay, when you're bringing the what thus said God, and they know it's him. However, at the same time, they're like, I don't want to get hurt again. So how do we deal with that? Because, again, you know, being on the broadcast with Prophetess Zephra, we deal with a lot of people who are hurting, and the main ones that are hurting are the ones who have been church hurt by leaders.
Yeah, and I've dealt with those. Okay, you know, I've had leaders who constantly told me I was bound up and full of the devil. No, I mean, you just finished laying hands on me. I'm not free. Why am I still bound up and full of the devil? Did you not have power? I know I wanted to be free.
Let me ask you something. You said something there. You said a person, when they lay hands on you, am I not still free? True apostolic, you should be able to lay down in the presence of God and receive fresh oil. If mm-hmm. apostolic is the release of God, then God should be able to fill you back up if it's apostolic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, well, what we do when we're dealing with hurting people is we love them consistently. You have to show them. It's not going to be an instant thing. You have to be persistent in loving them to show them that it's not like that everywhere.
Exactly.
I Man understand that they hurt you, but we're not going to hurt you here.
Hallelujah. That is so. And this is what we're doing. God is compelling his people to come to him. Okay. Every time that we minister to those who are out there in radio land, we're compelling them by the Spirit of God. And he's saying to them, you know, come on. I know that they hurt you, but come on. You know, I know that you don't trust this person over here or that person hurt you, but come on. Okay, that compelling is through the love of God. Even though we know that we're dealing with a rebellious generation, however, we know that he's compelling them through his love. And you're right on it, man of God. I just want to say that.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for joining here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. The work you and the prophetess are doing, amen, is definitely an addition to the body of Christ, an advancement of the kingdom of God. We just salute you, amen, just to be laboring with y'all on the front line with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leading the way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You got any more questions? I didn't want to cut you off, amen.
Oh, that is it. Thank you for listening. And again, continue to keep doing the work of God. I'm telling you, he's moving. And there's so much that he's doing, that he is truly doing a supernatural thing that's going to blow all of our natural minds. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And y'all definitely keep a sister named Chantrell in prayer. There's a sister around us, amen, and she just had a seizure. I'm doing, when I say the apostolic and there's a lot of warfare going on as we do this broadcast, just keep her in prayer, amen. It's a lot of stuff going on around us right now, amen. It's just our sister just had a seizure, amen. And we know those who are prophetic and apostolic, we know what this is all about, amen, when such a thing happens. Her name is Chantrell. Just keep her in prayer as we continuously come to the end of the broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle, could you go ahead and lead us in the word of prayer and cover the ones who are being afflicted at this time? Hello, Apostle Ezra, are you still with us? Okay, seems like we're having a little...
Hello?
Apostle Ezra, are you there? Hello, Apostle. Hello, Apostle. Hello, Apostle. Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Apostle Ezra, are you there?
I think he got dropped.
You say he got dropped?
Yeah, just now he disappeared.
Yeah, we had a we have a sister around us, amen. Pastor Ezra, you still there?
Hello?
Pastor Ezra, can you hear us?
I don't know what line he's calling on another line.
Apostle Ezra, if you can hear us, amen. And Lord, just forgive us, people of God, on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. A show of this magnitude, we're doing this kind of work for God. We have a sister that just had a seizure around us, and a lot of things are going on. So just keep her in prayer right now. We're doing this live broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle Ezra, are you there? Okay. Well, we're going to get ready to bring this to a close on the Mantle of God Empowerment program. We'll catch you next week, same time, same channel. Y'all have a good night. Keep us in prayer.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Woo!
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an
Apostle Ezra with us?
Yeah, this is me.
Let me tell you something, Doc. It's so much. Let me tell you something. I know all that meat that was dropped on here tonight. I know the enemy is going to try something somehow. And man, we had a sister that was having a seizure attack. Then when we shifted the show, then it stopped. You know what I mean? So, you know, we definitely bless God for healing. We thank God that she's all right and everything is good, man, a man of God. So we just bless those who was in prayer while she was going through her, you know, her seizure. We thank God for her in the name of Jesus Christ. Man of God, go ahead and give out your information for those who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot and also those who are gathered via worldwide internet all around the world, phone apps, and also on our Blog Talk Radio lines.
Apostle Ezra, World Ruled Ministries International. We're a group of covenant churches throughout the country, churches in Kentucky, New Jersey, here in Houston. We are part of the Repairers of the Breach Global Assembly. Our apostle is Apostle Pierre Bryant. We're at the Wholeness Center here in Houston, Texas. It's the place where shift happens. You can find us on Facebook, Apostle Ezra, on Twitter, at Apostle Ezra. And we have a crusade that's happening It's called the Restoring Worship, an Apostolic Move Crusade, and it's happening all around the country this year. So in April, from the 7th through the 12th, we will be in Conway, South Carolina. And so look for our flyers. They're up on Facebook. Look for ads that are going to be playing on the radio stations locally throughout South Carolina. And come on out and fellowship with us. I promise God will do something tremendous in your life. Following the South Carolina Crusade, we will be in Windsor Mill, Maryland. Then that's in May. In June, we are in Atlanta. In July, I believe we'll be out in California. And then we're in Florida in August. And so there's a whole schedule that will be available. If you visit my like page on Facebook, Apostle Ezra, all of the flyers and information will be forthcoming. And we just love you in God. You can always reach me. I'm at 713-678-3931. If you give a call, if I'm not in, the administrator will answer, and I will get your message, and I promise I will return your call. I'm open to praying for you, to coming to visit you or visit your loved ones, whether they be in prison or in a nursing home, things of that nature. We believe in doing church out there. And what that means is we believe what Christ told us to do, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And so walls don't hinder us. And we are not confined to the four walls of the church. We are out there doing ministry every day. Look for our newest place of worship coming to Atlanta, Georgia, World Wound Ministries International, the place where God speaks, coming to Atlanta, Georgia, Lord willing, between the month of June and August, we will be setting up and establishing churches there. There's a team already on the ground getting things in motion. So God is doing tremendous things in this year. So just look out. Follow us, Twitter, Facebook. There's always some type of word and encouragement. And remember to place yourself in a ministry where the word rules. That's very important. Always place yourself in a ministry where the word rules and you are allowed to live a word-ruled life and to be Christ inside-minded.
Amen, amen. We definitely appreciate you, Apostle Ezra of Word Rule Ministries International, for joining us here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Definitely grace and peace and blessings upon you. We also thank Prophetess Deborah and her ministry for calling in. We also thank Apostle Winston Churchill for calling in. Amen. All of the callers, all those who are broadcasting via around the world, amen. Those who are tuning in, amen. We thank God for you tuning in. And right now, we're just going in the power of God. Stay tuned. We're going to have a worship mix after as we go off the air. It's going to be a worship mix, roughly about 10 minutes. So if you decide, you know, you want to hear some music or whatever the case may be, it'll be about 10 minutes long, and then we'll be going off the air. Shout out to Pastor Nathan Hill, On the Spot Nathan, Project 9, EMG and the Praise Media Group. Definitely get with us on all the social media sites that are available. We have representatives that are available. We're here every Monday night at 9 o'clock, and the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program is definitely on Sunday. We have the heavyweight champion of the world. I ain't gonna call him former because he ain't gonna box me. I'm talking about James Bone Crusher Smith. Amen. His show is on Fridays on our brand. I'm going to call him champ, because if I call him former champ, I'm going to have a problem. So like I said, I call him champ. You can check him out on Fridays, amen, at 9 o'clock, amen, for the Do Right Challenge. So all you boxing heads, if you want to talk to him about Mike Tyson and all of that stuff, or how he's a man of God now. He's a man of God. He's a man of God of the cross, amen. So right here on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan On the Spot, amen, we bring you the very best, amen. God bless you. You have a God-filled night, amen, and we thank Apostle Ezra and the Word Ministries, amen. And a shout-out to Ladybug. You want to give a special shout-out to Ladybug, amen? You about to get married, amen. I forgot. You almost slipped under the radar.
Yeah, man. just want to say to I love you to my wife to be, my ladybug, Prophetess Rosa Fair. She's at work right now in there taking care of the people with her healing touch. So, sweetie, I love you. And
hey, definitely give us some invitation, amen. Definitely give us some invitations, amen. We definitely shout you out, amen, and definitely on your Carolina visits. I know Pastor Hill want to know more about your conquering Duke Carolina with the Word Rule Ministry, so definitely let us know all the information, and we definitely will support you as you move from the low country, Midlands, to the highlands of Carolina.
Amen.
God bless you, man of God. We out of here. This has been another Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
Y'all clowns are caster than just big talkers. Showing what it really means to be a fake walker.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, In God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time. I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what?
The Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
When I stand before God and he asks me, why did I kill one of his true miracles? What am I going to say?
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Journey, bring watch over me. Let me sing the verse. Jesus said, you hold your hand.
Hold your hand.
While you're going through,